We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Let's see. Lynn is from Medway. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Summer school over the weekend? That does not sound fun.
Well, I'm heading to summer school now. I had a fabulous week on the Cape last week, and summer school starts today, so I am on the road.
Now, where were you on the Cape? What'd you get into?
I was in Dennisport with three friends and a little six-month-old baby, and we had a great week. We went to the beach.
I don't know how you get into a restaurant on the Cape, over, like 4th of July weekend. We were down...
You make reservations
at
that time?
We went to Yarmouthport because Bear was meeting up with some of his friends, and so we were dropping him off, and we were looking for places in that area. And there's a ton of restaurants, but forget about getting into
it. There's also a ton of people.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So many people.
I make reservations on a random Wednesday, so I'm just one of those people. I won't go somewhere unless I have one because lines give me anxiety.
I remember back in my day, you could just show up at a restaurant. You didn't have to fight all the world online to get
We didn't live in a place like the Cape where there's only so many people jammed into one little spot.
Yeah, where people descend upon the bridge.
We lived in smaller spaces, Carson.
And what are you teaching for summer school? This week?
I am a speech and language pathologist, so okay. I will be working with my students, so we're going to be working on speech and some language skills and just having a whole lot of fun.
You're a good doobie.
Yeah,
Thanks for what you do.
Fun at summer school. I saw a woman while we were driving over the bridge to the Cape on Wednesday, I think it was, and her sticker said, "Your vacation is not my vacation." It's like, oh.
My email signature says your work day is not the same as my work day.
Right.
I don't expect you to answer when you don't want to, and I'm not going to answer when I don't.
Let's see. We have our friend B-Side from Gloucester. What'd you get into this weekend, B-Side?
I went to Vermont and stayed in Jeffersonville, right outside of Stowe and right outside of Burlington, and basically where Smuggler's Notch is. And stayed in a beautiful property and did a hot air balloon, hiked three different summits, and got a dinner cruise over Lake Champlain with VIP seating during torrential downpour, but that's beside the point. And
let's go back to the hot air balloon, because that is the one that piques my interest. What was that like, being in a wicker basket controlled by flame thousands of feet in the air?
Incredible. The pilot was hilarious. It was... just incredible. Beautiful landing as well.
Did they pour champagne on you?
They did at the end.
Do hot air balloons land so much as just crash?
Controlled crash.
No. It was very controlled. I swear to God, I feel like it was easier than me parking.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, too. I've done several hot air balloon rides. I don't understand what it is about hot air balloon pilots, but all of them are smart asses. Everyone to a T that I've ever been in a hot air balloon with, they don't take it serious at all. They joke a lot about you dying.
Well, you have to be cavalier to laugh in the face of God every day when you're in hot air balloon.
Yeah, you really have to set the tone. You can't get in there with people that are like, yeah, but what if this, what if that? If you're smart ass from the get-go, they won't come at you.
Yes, I don't know. It must be a prerequisite to be a hot air balloon pilot.
I miss my calling.
You're probably right. All right, have a great week, B-Side.
You too.
How about you, Producer Dan? What'd you get into over the weekend on the water?
I had a good weekend up north. So my cousin Rob moved to Hawaii a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I haven't seen him much in the last like 3-4 years. And he came home for the 4th of July with his girlfriend and his girlfriend's son. And they had never been up to New Hampshire before.
Was this the first time meeting the family, too, for the girlfriend?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, Hawaii is quite a trip, so. And it was really cool to see them kind of have firsts that we do all the time up here. Mm-hmm. Like, we took them out on the water at Winnipesaukee, and they had never been on a lake before.
No.
Because, obviously, Hawaii, surrounded by the ocean, they have rivers and waterfalls, but they had never been on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid is, like, 15, and he goes, "Can you guys surf on the lake?" I was like, "Nah, man, you're not going to do a lot of surfing on the- you're going to do a lot of
surfing.
You
can surf off the back of the boat, maybe.
Yeah. Jet ski.
Yeah, you can water ski." And then, you know, we took them out. The water was a little colder than they were used to.
I would imagine.
How many times did he call you Howley?
Zero. He's the coolest kid ever. I love him. It made me want to be Hawaiian.
Oh, really?
Hanging out with a 15-year-old. I was like, "Are you all this cool? You seem so casual."
Yeah, brah.
And then we went back to the house, had a little fire, made s'mores, and they had never seen lightning bugs, and they were all over the backyard. So that was kind of cool.
Did you bring me back one, Dan?
No, I did not catch any.
Oh, womp womp.
I let the nature be nature.
All right.
And then I did the most American thing you can do on 4th of July. I watched my boy, Joey Chestnut, crush 70 and a half hot dogs in a complete display of peak male performance. And my brother's girlfriend sat and watched with me, Jen. But my brother was outside with his other girlfriend, his 1990 Mustang, working on that. And she hadn't seen the hot dog eating contest before. And just the look of sheer horror on her face.
Right.
As he's got three hot dogs in his hand, he's shoving them in his mouth and dunking bread and water, and just the massacre of the
so good.
She was like, "This is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen." I was like, "No, this is what freedom looks like."
Did you, while you were out on the boat, did you see anybody doing that dance that was trending over 4th of July? So there's this kid, this Indonesian boy.
You've got to get off the internet.
There's this Indonesian boy who does this dance on the front of this boat that has gone viral. And so we were fishing off the beach over the weekend, right where boats were going in and out of this area. And every third boat had some drunk guys or girls on the front of the boat doing this Indonesian boys dance with the music blaring off of the boat. And I was just curious if you saw that at Winnipesaukee.
Nah, man. We don't do TikTok dances on the pontoon.
It's hysterical. Yeah,
the Breslin family is not.
I believe you'll get tossed off the boat for that.
They put their phone down and they have a good time. The only thing they use their phone for is the DJ.
Or to take a picture where I'm hanging on the front of the boat like Rose from Titanic.
Oh, you could do that way.
I am Rose always.
Always Rose.
100%.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.